This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look, there's so much disinfo, so many bots that these big mega corporations are throwing at us. We just have to know Americana, free market, Christianity, free open society, and promote that. Anytime you get into all this anonymous stuff, unless it's sources that you've known for years and years, like InfoWars, that then has sources that we know the identity of, that we know have given us good information in the past. And still, you can get set up down the road on that. But that's why InfoWars is so attacked, because the public trust it. And say hi to CENTCOM. They got us on a big projector in one of the meeting rooms in there right now. Some folks are watching Dr. Corsi. They're very interested in this whole QAnon thing as well. I just hope we can move on from it because, you know, we have so many anonymous sources that are real, that are documented, not anonymous to us. And then the media just ignores it. But then the way they pick up QAnon, you could see where the trap was going. So, Dr. Corsi, any other points you'd like to add?
Well, I think that now that we see the Q identity has been compromised by a psyop, and, you know, a psyop is in charge, we're going to just start coming forward with much more of our own deep source information, which, you know, I've been filtering through QAnon, basically utilizing it as a vehicle so that information we independently had could be blended into the QAnon story. That's been largely my methodology in the decodes I've been doing. So I think we need to just quit that and go directly with our own sources and our own intelligence information, because right now we're at a critical point. This is the point at which I believe the Trump administration is positioning to fire Mueller or put Mueller under criminal investigation himself for the Uranium One cover-up that he did, which I think was criminal. And Trump is about to launch into a serious counterattack, in which I believe Sessions has to be fired, Rosenstein has to be fired. And I think what this signals, I think, Alex, is we ought to go more directly even now, even ramp it up with our own internal intelligence information that we can share with the public. I mean, not anything classified, nothing that is, you know, top secret. I'm not interested in dealing in classified information. But the own interpretations and directions we're getting pointed in by the intelligence sources you and I both work with almost on an everyday basis.
Well, that was my issue with QAnon the whole time. Some of the stuff was accurate. Some of it was good. A lot of it was just publicly available information. And then I had the hostage rescue team tell me he went to the Middle East. He had a woman in there for days before. There was Antifa paraphernalia. It was a gun-running deal gone bad. Saudi Arabia was having a big conference there. We believe they used the fact that he sold them guns before to meet to see the weapons. Then they used those to set him up in part of a Saudi civil war. And then months later, that's basically the facts that have come out. I mean, wow, really have sources in the hostage rescue team, really have sources in the CIA. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't mean like pencil pushers either. And I'm talking about direct action, covert action, all that. And they want the country to come back. They know the globalists have hijacked the nation. They know the communist Chinese. Dick Cheney came out yesterday and said, communist China is the threat. They've infiltrated us. They're the enemy, not the Russians. And not because he's a Russophile. The Chinese are the problem, people. Go ahead, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and I think we've got information that has been extremely valuable. Now it's time to share directly. I mean, one of the things I see about QAnon, as soon as the embassy was going to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, as soon as President Trump decided to tear up the Iranian agreement, the anti-Semitism on the Q boards and me being hit with tweets and emails.
You know, I tell you what, can you come on the fourth hour today? This is so important. Just go ahead and give the big, I know you got a lot of great sources to give us your intelligence dump. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll be delighted to.
You're going
to
host the show then. Joel Gilbert will be fine. Joel Gilbert's normally hosting that, but you're going to host the fourth hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi, fourth hour today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Paul Joseph Watson, our editor of InfoWars, and we're trying to set up the London Bureau over there right now. I already set up the Europe Bureau. Got a lot of big wheels want to work with Paul. So we're going to be having some meetings today after the show, like busy little beavers. Let's just say the folks that brought you Brexit want to go to the next level with InfoWars. We're fighting hard, ladies and gentlemen. We're the tip of the spear. And that's why they're out to get us. That's why they're trying to shut us down, because we're promoting ice water in hell, or a nice warm house at the North Pole. We're promoting Americana. We're promoting free market. We're promoting mom and apple pie and not Venezuela collapse. So Paul's always loaded for bear. We're going to talk to him. He's going to co-host this hour with me about what he wants to get into. And then I've got several subjects after he's covered the first few segments of this hour that I want to get to. The secret 45 goals of communism leaked to Congress in 63. This is must see. We published it to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Also, we are going to look at the whole North Korea deal coming up and the fact that Trump said, I don't really care about getting a Nobel Prize. I'm going to play the clip. I care about worldwide victory. Victory for the planet. 1776 worldwide. True innovation. True age of discovery. Renaissance 2.0. I told you that's what this is. And you're going to start hearing it. You're going to start seeing. And I told you, with Trump, it's all about energy. What does Jay-Z say? The energy of Trump and his energy. Behind the scenes, Trump is all about energy, the energy. He loves black churches, the energy. He loves the Holy Ghost. Trump is becoming a very strong Christian. And he just likes the energy. Well, why wouldn't you like that energy? And so that scares the culture of death, because they can see Trump is alive. He's virile. He's strong. He's not one of these so-called alphas that wants to see you be weak so they feel powerful and over you. We're also going to get to, as robotics and AI sprint ahead, U.S. must battle China for supremacy, but then battle to put the AI in full control of everything. There's some major pitfalls to that. Also, Alphabet is considering investing in Flipkart alongside Walmart. Insiders explain why. We're also going to be burrowing into this really key report next hour. EMP Commission warns of year-long blackout and massive death toll. That's the real way the globalists may try to depopulate us. But they'll want to build their hardened bunkers and facilities first. The problem is they've done that. And then I saw this a couple weeks ago. And then I saw it again today when my personal trainer came over. He pointed out this is everywhere in his feeds on Facebook and Twitter. Pat Riley pointed it out, that Paul Watson said, hey, this young lady's an interesting reporter. She's coming to South by Southwest. You ought to let her be a guest reporter for a day. And I said, sure. I guess Ashton Whitty's her name. I've only met her once briefly. Real, very nice lady. She's like 20-something years old. And I was getting tired of putting 20, 30, 40 videos on her YouTube and her Facebook a day because the guys told me that we should not do more than 10 because then it doesn't let the others go viral. So I said, put these things on sub-channels. So I walked in and saw like 20 videos that had been uploaded, and I said, delete those. It was like the day after she'd been here. And I said, and then re-upload them on the sub-channels. That's how we're going to build those. I walk out. The media watches us so closely, they went, Jones is scared. He removed this video of her. She's destroyed by this woman who's a genius. The woman can hardly talk. So I finally watched it, and Ashton Whitty, I guess I ought to try to hire her. She did a great job. They're celebrating this, like the kid that walks up and tells Owen Schroyer, F you. They celebrate their weakness as a victory. It's a total psyop. And I'd never watched this clip. I'd just seen like dozens of videos. And I'm like, I told you guys, stop posting 50 videos a day on the YouTube. I don't normally raise my voice, but I said, delete them. They said, a lot of them are yours. And I went, I don't care. Put them on sub-channels. That's how we're going to build those. And they went, oh my God, he deleted these. Study what videos. Why did he delete them? We found them over here. Oh, look. We found it on Twitter, and we found it on Facebook. He didn't leave it there. We found it. The articles go, we found it. He tried to hide it because we posted it there, idiots. But that's not the story. The story is how dumb this woman is, and they have Teen Vogue and Newsweek and Vice and HBO celebrating her, and she sounds like she's got about a 70 IQ, and that she's wearing all these fancy clothes saying she loves socialism and how much she loves Venezuela. It's devastatingly dumb. So I've already covered it. I apologize. Go to Paul Watson. Paul Joseph Watson is here. We appreciate him joining us. Paul, what do you have in your raft, I know, of incredibly important information?
Well, I mean, just picking up on what you just said, that girl in that video actually did an interview with Teen Vogue because they made her into a big superstar, again, with a 70 IQ. She said, quote, capitalism is evil. Okay, so she's sipping on her Starbucks or whatever. She's got her head buried in a smartphone, but capitalism's evil. Okay, so it was a very bizarre how they turned that whole thing into a meme. But again, you were right. It's that, oh, we found them deleting a video. This must be scandalous. It's like, it's not even that interesting of a video, but they've turned her into a superstar. So if that's the best they've got, the sailor socialist, then they're struggling pretty hard. But Alex, you were talking about energy and Trump. Trump obviously doesn't drink alcohol. I like a drink, you know, you like a drink. Most of us like a drink. I like to have a laugh with my friends. I think a lot of what we need to move towards with InfoWars, aside from the politics, is basically, you know, InfoWars lifestyle and just teaching young people how to live. You know, there's an art to living. And one of those things is to, you know, try and get off alcohol, at least for a certain amount of time. You can go out with your friends. You can have a laugh. You know, Alex, I haven't drunk alcohol for a week. I like to drink, you know, a couple of times a week normally. Feel like a completely different person. You're talking about Trump being on energy. Of course, Trump doesn't drink because his brother died of alcohol poisoning. Just feel like a totally different person, Alex. So I think increasingly, and tell me if you agree, we need to move towards advising young people on simply the art of living.
I didn't even know you'd done this. Guess what I did a week ago? The crew knows about it. Guess what I did a week ago?
Yeah. I mean, you feel absolutely 200% better.
I quit drinking a week ago. That's crazy. You did it. We did not talk about that.
Exactly. I mean, you talk about energy. You just feel like even you're down to your dreams at night. I mean, I'm not saying I was an alcoholic. Like, I had a couple of drinks with my friends, you know, during the week or whatever. But just your dreams. I can just spring up out of bed. How you get so much more done in the day. And it also relates to social media and checking your phone. Alex, every single day, and I made a YouTube video about this, which you played on the show before, I tell people, especially young people, stop checking the messages on your phone every 5 frigging minutes, okay?
Are you kidding? Younger kids do it constantly. They're doing it every second.
It's horrible. Have you ever been with someone in their 20s? And like, there's a, you know, the sound on Twitter where people refresh the notifications. It's like a plop, plop, plop. I've been around people who literally do that every 5 seconds. It's rewiring people's brains, making them depressed, making them lose focus, making them lose their attention span. It's absolutely horrific.
Paul, this is 100th monkey syndrome. I hadn't told you this yet, but I've told the crew I want to go full on against cell phones, full on against the manipulation of dopamine, how the globalists admit the social engineering, and launch the anti-transhumanist movement with a foundation officially. And then I was about to call you and say I wanted to change direction just into saving humanity itself, and because we've already exposed the globalists, and you're already on the same page. That is synergy. That is serendipity. That is synchronicity. That is destiny. That is magic. That is in the air. You can feel it. You can see it. Yes, you can feel and see the matrix of evil, but you can also feel the Spirit of God blasting forth through the space-time continuum. Yes, my friends, you found it, the tip of the spear. It's called the War On for Your Mind.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Gentlemen, we are sending out an SOS globally to wake people up to the social engineers. The ultra-rich mega-billionaires are against the middle class, against the poor. They're all ruthless, very exploitive people, except for Donald Trump. And he's not perfect, but he believes in largesse. He believes in Africans should be able to have cars. Africans should be able to have air conditioning. But Obama went and said, you can't. Well, now, the Daily Mail, London Telegraph reports UK sharing hate posts, including criticism of gays, Bible verses, or Islam, could lead to 6 months in jail under newly proposed rules. Well, look at Count Dankula. He hasn't had sentencing yet. He's facing up to, what, a year in prison for his pug being Hitler dog. I actually did one with the late captain, a white French bulldog with brown spots and gray spots who did not have hair on his nose. And he looked like Hitler, and I pointed out that they banned the teapot at JCPenney because somebody in the reflection thought they saw Hitler, and so I said, well, my God, do we have to get rid of the dog, euthanize it because he looks like Hitler? But don't worry, he's dead now, buried at my parents' place. He died of natural causes. The fact he looked like Hitler, we apologize. So this is the level. This is here. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a TV viewer, the late Hitler dog, and then the teapot's even worse. So, Paul, it's here. It's now happening.
Yeah, they're calling it hate facts. Okay, this is literally what Tommy Robinson was banned on Twitter for. He pointed out the fact that I think it was, and it's around this ballpark figure, I think it's around 89% of grooming gangs in the UK are either Pakistani Muslims or Bangladeshi Muslims. Now, it's in that ballpark, but he made this fact. It was confirmed by actual anti-extremist Muslims like Majid Nawaz. He posted that on Twitter. That's one of the reasons why he was banned. They're calling them hate facts. They may be true, but they're still hateful because they make a certain minority group look bad. You've got the same situation in other European countries. There was a 55-year-old in Sweden who said that migrants, Muslim migrants, are overrepresented in sexual assaults and violent crime. Completely statistically true, but she put it on Facebook and was charged and fined about $1,200. Other people are getting actual prison time for this. And yeah, now they're saying they're going to consider 6 months in jail. And in fact, they if you read it into the details of this, they say merely influencing somebody might be a threat. And in fact, they have more severe punishments for influencers with larger social media followings who post these so-called hate facts.
And, Paul, so that is the precedent. I told my lawyers this. They now go, you're right. It's incredible. I've talked to dozens of top-of-the-line First Amendment lawyers. They said, yes, we've been to conferences. The plan is, it's like saying banned video games, they're linked to mass shootings. They're going to say Alex Jones, Breitbart, Drudge Report, conservatives, Donald Trump, CNN keeps saying, is going to get reporters killed, even though they're praising people that went and shot Congressman Scalia, saying that he was basically a hero. Well, Blitzer saying he wasn't a monster. They're the ones pushing all of this, and now they're saying, oh, it's like fire in a theater. They want the Alex Jones statute, where they misrepresent what I've said and done, and then set a precedent. When people commit crimes, the liberal police go, say Alex Jones influenced you, and we'll let you go. So what you're hitting on out of Europe and the UK is the planetary plan to shut this down, to shut free speech down.
Exactly. It's all about creating this new moral panic to sideline the voices that are challenging their power monopoly. That's what it's always been about. Now you've got the same situation with these deep fakes, which I know you want us to talk about. where they now have the technology to make it look somewhat, I mean, it's somewhat convincing. It's not completely convincing. You know, having certain political figures say things that they're not actually saying through this manipulation of video, where, as we see on screen now, they can plaster somebody else's face onto a template and make it look like somebody's saying something they're not. Now, you look at how the media treated this when it became a controversy. Last month, BuzzFeed came out with a video where they had a voice actor who sounded like Barack Obama, and they made Obama say these things, and it wasn't completely convincing. The voice obviously wasn't Obama's, but they're creating this hysteria saying, nobody can tell the difference. This is a horrific threat to democracy. And then you read down, you watch the BuzzFeed video, and they literally say the solution to these deep fakes, to this voice technology, to this face technology, the solution to it is to trust mainstream media more. So they're creating the moral panic and giving the solution, which is to blame it on the evil right-wingers, to blame it on the alternative media, to blame it on fake news. So they've rolled this deep fake controversy into their fake news hysteria, and they're going to use it to try and shut down independent media further. Like, we'd have a motivation to create these fakes in the first place.
Well, Paul, remember Megyn Kelly before she left Fox? She covered Pizzagate, misrepresented everything I'd said and done, and then played an edited audio, but it was actually video from the show, but it's harder to edit video because you can see the cuts, of me saying Hillary killed children in the bottom of a pizza place when I said she was responsible for killing kids in the Middle East. So they edited two different things together to put out the total fraud. So that's a low-tech way that they do this.
Yeah, and they're using it to denigrate the value of the Internet as an alternative source of information by hijacking this deepfake controversy. There's a Boston Globe article about it, the looming cloud deepfakes and the silver lining. And they say the silver lining is that now we will be trusted less, basically alternative media outlets. I'll read the quote. The author says, I can't help but consider whether the complete vaporization of truth online might actually be preferable to the uncertain state we've found ourselves in. If we can change our view of the Internet from the information superhighway to tabloid on steroids, we may stand a chance at maintaining power over it. So
wow.
They're saying the establishment media, the legacy media, is losing their power to alternative voices, which is what's happened over the past 5-10 years. And this is a way that they can hijack that to blame us for all this deep fake contrived hysteria so they can retain power, maintain power over the Internet and bury us in the algorithm even further. So they're openly saying that in their own publications now. Alex, you've seen the Facebook figures. Literally, websites like InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, since 2016, definitely accelerated in the past 3 months, completely decimated on Facebook in terms of engagement, in terms of shares. It's a deliberate policy. They're bragging about it. They're proud of it. We've had studies showing that this can shift millions and millions of views. This is why we need to be – this is the biggest subject for me going into the midterms, going into 2020, is the fact that we're all slaves to the algorithm. Drudge predicted this years ago on your very show, which is why we need to bring our audience back in, back home, rein it back in, and not have it sacrificed to this algorithm, which is what's happening right now.
That's right, because next they're coming for Drudge, they're coming for InfoWars. They've said that. Once we're kicked off Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube – we've always been telling folks, come to InfoWars, come to NewsWars. You're going to be launching your own website with us that's all Watson stuff where you talk to the fans and, you know, you post their letters they send you and you communicate with them personally, but through our own site where they can't censor us. We've got to do what Drudge said and come out of these electronic ghettos that he predicted that we're now in. We've got to have Trump bust up these monopolies. We've got to educate the public. But yes, they're flooding the web with disinfo, then blaming us in a call to end the First Amendment and to end the Internet as we know it. That's the plan. News Corps talked about it 3 months ago, and they said first they'd take down yours truly. We'll be back. InfoWars.com while it's still there.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the...
All right, we're going back to Paul Watson right now. If you just joined us, I'm your host, Alex Jones. I found the video. It's only got 362,000 views. That sounds like a lot. It's not. It needs 10 million views. Exclusive. Megyn Kelly caught lying to the public, red-handed. And this is the video where I show what I really said about Hillary being responsible for dead children in the Middle East and in North Africa. And then I go in and I show what I really said and then how she edited it in. to make it where I was saying that kids were killed in a basement of a pizza place. Now, folks, you think about that massive, massive deception. Now, again, think about the level of deception of these people. Think about how stupid they think you are. And now they're flooding the web with even more. The same mainstream media that told you about the WMDs. So the video we're going to put on screen for everybody from YouTube is titled Exclusive, : Megyn Kelly Caught Lying to the Public, , Red-Handed. People walk to me on the street. They go, how dare you say Hillary killed babies in a basement? And I said, I did not say that. That is edited. And they go, shut up, liar. Why don't you apologize for saying she murdered those kids? And then my lawyer went to a conference this weekend in D.C., and they were saying the same thing, that I've gotten people killed. So this is like the hysteria telephone game that they have created and that they've put out. So go to that video, and you can then see all of it there for yourself. What I really said versus what she aired in her incredible deception. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And imagine being the beneficiary of this. And I say that sarcastically. But you know what? I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm here to force the big issues out, to be at the tip of the spear, expose this entire lying system so we all have a future. I'm not like all these other cowards that put their finger in the wind and try to figure out the best way to go for their own personal lives. Because you go that direction so long, pretty soon everything collapses. Everything falls apart when everybody's a yes man, when every woman's a yes person, when everybody goes along with whatever they think. And then pretty soon the social engineers go, well, say mother and father is not a good thing. Okay, I won't say mother and father. Say there's no Christ. Say you'll let Muslims in to have holy prayer in your church or you're a racist. More to see what you'll put up with, to see what you'll go along with. You've got to have your own rudder. You've got to stand for something or you will, as they say, fall for anything. Now, speaking of that, if you want to send a strong message to the globalists, buy our products and help us expand in the face of their attacks, not just hold on. And we are expanding, ladies and gentlemen. We are expanding in the face of the globalist. And we've got incredible supplements, top of the line and then discounted on top of it. Great for you, great for your family. Tens of thousands upon tens of thousands of five-star reviews from third-party top services like Power Reviews. No one's got 4.9 stars with 6,000 reviews like X2. Nobody's got the thousands of reviews like BrainForce or Nootropic. Nobody's got reviews like our bodies. 4.9 stars out of the reviews, the ultimate turmeric formula. 50% off right now. Nobody's got thousands and thousands and thousands of reviews for organic, non-GMO, high-quality products like this, like our toothpaste, 4-5 of colloidal silver and iodine, the entire family of Super Blue products, 50% off and free shipping if you get the combo pack. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You also get Patriot points on every purchase, free shipping on orders of $50 or more, 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on items you're going to want to reorder, like our high-quality Wake Up America coffee that folks love so much. It's all there. By the way, Knockout is something I never plug, very, very rarely, and it is now our third best-selling product. I looked at it, and I said, how much does melatonin, the normal 5 milligrams or whatever, how much does that normally cost when I'm, you know, buying it for $19.95? Well, how much is in the average bottle money cost of an organic source? They said about a dollar, talking to a top factory. And I said, well, what if I mix L-tryptophan with valerian root and a good dose of melatonin and lemon balm extract and chamomile and a bunch of other things known for good, healthy, restful sleep? They said, no, it all synergistically goes together healthy. It's all just food-based things. And I said, well, I'm going to call it Knockout. We first tested it. No one I know says anything works better, not even prescriptions. You've seen my my lawyer, Randall Wilhite, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, none of that. You know, his name's in the family court book here in Texas. He helps write the law for the legislature, me and one other lawyer. So he's one of the top lawyers in the state on that. Used to be Racehorse Haynes' protege, who was a criminal lawyer. And he said, I did sleep studies. I took four different drugs, couldn't sleep, because for years I stayed up working overnight. He said, now, ladies and gentlemen, he said, I take one of these and I have 8-9 hours sleep. It's changed my life. And he did a commercial for us about it. That's how good Knockout is. And see, that's how I think. Oh, I'll sell for $19.95. And you'll get, you know, 6-7 things in it, the same dose. It would cost you $50, $60, $70, $100 to get all these things together in one pill for $19.95. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson. I want to cover some short subject here. Korea, the war, Trump, where you see things going. I want to come back and get into the big picture with you more on lifestyle and how we defeat the globalists. And what are they going to do do you think all their censorships and attacks are going to fail, Paul?
Well, the polls suggest they're failing, Alex, because this whole blue wave that we've been, you know, drummed into us for the past 6 months, oh, the blue wave, the Democrats have got the Congress, it's guaranteed. Alex, they were 16 points ahead in December in the race for the House, according to CNN's own poll. The latest poll has it within the margin of error. You know, they've lost 9% of the millennial vote since 2016. Where is this blue wave? Where's the backlash? Where's the resistance, Alex? Doesn't seem to be manifesting itself in the polls. Republicans had a great night on Tuesday, obviously. Trump is 2-1 now on the big UK betting sites to win a Nobel Peace Prize. You know, they just captured or killed 5 top ISIS leaders. Imagine if Obama had captured, under his administration, 5 top ISIS leaders. They'd be kissing his butt for a week. It's barely a footnote. It's barely in the media. The return of the 3 prisoners from North Korea, barely a footnote. You know, when that was happening, they were talking about Michael Cohen. They were talking about Stormy Daniels. The 6 top stories on CNN when that hostage deal was taking place, and also when Israel was, you know, the bombs were flying between Israel and Syria the other night. The top 6 stories were Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. Nobody cares. These are not platforms on which you can win national elections. You know, the food stamps are coming down. The jobless rate keeps coming down. You know, if he can maintain hold of that. Now, even CNN, Alex, is saying in an article this week, this blue wave has become a trickle. And it's because they've still got no actual platform that resonates with the American people at any level because they don't care about Stormy frigging Daniels. So it's looking pretty good for Trump. The approval rating keeps climbing. It's looking pretty good compared to this time last year, definitely.
And that's incredible news. I saw that top UK betting sites, they're almost never wrong. They say 2-1, he'll win the Nobel Prize. And just think about that. Trump says, I don't care about that. I care about the world winning. I care about victory for the planet. I mean, that is so exciting. Their blue wave is dead. And remember, they add 15 points or more, CNN even more in those samples. So that means Trump's like way ahead, not dead heat. That means conservatives are way ahead. Nationalists, populists, the pro-prosperity movement is way ahead, Paul. This is so exciting. They've got to be pulling their hair out. CNN famously would sample 36 points more of Democrats in their polls. Remember, the New York Times said 98% chance. 98% chance that Hillary was going to win until Election Day. They're a joke. They're a fraud. They're losers. They're scum. And all their money in the world isn't going to buy them control of this country.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Much to get into, and I'm getting really amazing information here dealing with what's happening in the White House. The president's surrounded. There's going to be massive attacks against Eric Prince in the next week. Not good. So-called QAnon asked, do you want to play a game? It's not a game. And then it just goes into the point being the White House chain of command, mainly Bolton, was the wedge there. Trump surrounded, impossible job. That's from a real source. And all we're trying to do is turn the economy back on, and we see the insanity. Paul, have you seen Maxine Waters? I'm going to play the longer clip now in context. Some people are like, oh, what was he saying? Must have really made her mad. This congressman is talking about, we need to stop all this racism. We need jobs. When you're on a Detroit assembly line, and you're a man or you're a woman or you're black or you're white, you're just people all together, and there's not a bunch of racism. Because there's not. And she flips out and says, I don't like this Make America Great Again stuff, and gets really, really rude. And the speaker does admonish the Republican for kind of looking her way and saying something to her. She's famous for yelling at everybody. And then she says, he's not admonishing the white guy. So have you seen this incredible footage, Paul?
Yeah, but I mean, we should be celebrating this kind of footage because, as I said before the break, it's not working. They've lost 9% of millennial vote since 2016, specifically because they still are obsessed with this identity politics which doesn't translate into votes. Hillary Clinton's still talking about it. We should celebrate them still talking about it. You know, Bernie Sanders, the people from his school of thought, I mean, we may disagree with it vehemently, they know, and Sanders has said it on several occasions in the past, they know this identity politics ticket is never a winning ticket. So we should be applauding this kind of speech. We should be applauding Hillary Clinton talking about it, because it doesn't work. It hasn't worked, and the polls show that it won't work in 2018 and in 2020. It's a losing game.
Paul, I want to go ahead and play some of this because I want it to be in context when Maxine Waters goes completely crazy. She's talking to this congressman, and again, I basically paraphrased what he had to say, but I thought that we should actually have what he said in context, Representative Mike Kelly, and her bizarre response. Maxine Waters explodes on House floor. I resent making America great again. You cannot make up this type of statement. Here it is.
Thank you very much for giving me some time. I know I just heard the phrase that I am appalled by what's taking place on the floor today. I would tell you, I join in those comments, and I really do believe that. For a person whose family's been in the automobile business since 1953 and sold thousands and thousands of cars to people of any color, it doesn't matter the color of the person buying the car. Do we match them up with the transportation need that they were looking for? And were we able to arrange financing that was affordable to them? You cannot be in business for 65 years doing it the wrong way. And to impugn the integrity of the automobile people is absolutely beyond reproach. And so if you run out of facts, I guess the next thing you have to go to is discrimination. And when we talk this way, it is...
Let's hit pause for a minute. In the context, the Democrats, because there's hours of this, have been complaining that people aren't giving black people car loans. If anything, the car dealers are predatory to everybody, trying to get you to take as big a loan as possible. That's how they make their money. They don't like it when you come in and buy a car cash. Again, and she knows that. She's filthy rich. Anyways, let's go back to it.
Let's divide them. Let's try to separate them. The color of the skin, the shape of their eye, their gender. Let's make sure that we can make every statement possible to show that there are bad people out there doing things to other folks. And it's only by discrimination that these things get done. I will tell you, I am greatly offended as a member of the automobile industry and as someone who has served thousands of people. If you think the dealers are that bad, please go to your hometown and look at the Little League fence and find out whose name's out there. Look at your high school programs and see who it is that's funding all these things. Go to any charity and see who's on the list of who takes care of people. To sit here today and have to listen that somehow this is discriminatory just adds to the fact that when you're out of facts, when you don't know what you're talking about and what you've never done, not one of your people have ever been on the floor and had tried, not this floor, I'm talking about the automobile floor. You know an awful lot about laptops, but you know nothing about blacktop. You get on that floor, you get on that lot, and you work with people to make sure they can have affordable transportation. Affordable transportation. Rather than this person trying to arrange financing by himself or herself, we rely on a dealer who has great, great heft within the financial community and to talk to lenders and say, we have a great customer here who's looking to buy a car. We need you to work with us to get them in this transportation. How in the world can you reduce this down to discrimination? We are doing the same thing every day that you are doing. We are trying to make sure that we're making America great every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation. We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Members are reminded to address their remarks to the chair. The gentleman from Texas reserves, the gentlelady from California.
Thank you very much. The gentleman, Mr. Kelly, please do not leave because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president.
Pause again. Yeah. Back it up 5 seconds. Lady, if America's so horrible, get the hell out. You sent tens of millions of taxpayer money to your husband's bank, and you've gotten away with it because you're a woman and because you sit there and you race bait to everybody. You deserve to be in prison with Hillary Clinton, you witch. Now, listen, she says, I don't like hearing about America being great. We get it. Here she is.
will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend. The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair.
I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The gentlelady will continue in order.
And I am saying that I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having said that, I reserve the balance of my time.
That's enough. That's enough. I can't listen anymore. Paul, the guy, she's there earlier attacking the car dealerships that they won't give black people loans and all this made-up stuff. If anything, they're trying to give everybody loans that some people can't afford, white or black. This is just crazy. Of course, car dealers want to sell you stuff. And I mean, it's they turn everything into racism, Paul.
Well, this is a woman who's clearly losing it. Remember, she said, what was it, that Putin was writing Trump's campaign slogans, like he wrote lock her up and everything like that.
Drain the swamp.
Clearly losing it. But again, we should be celebrating it. Why do you think the viewership for the Academy Awards, for the Oscars, for the Grammys, why do you think the audience for the NFL is hemorrhaging? Because Americans hate this identity politics nonsense. You heard the clip there. Women this, African Americans that. You're not making any actual point. You're just dropping in buzzwords. When you drill down into the polls, Americans hate this. This is turning them off entertainment. It's turning them off award shows. And it's turning them off Democratic politics. Which is why they say Candace Owens and Kanye West are such a threat, because they're directly neutralizing this kind of messaging, and it's not resonating with people, Alex.
Long term, Paul, what do you think they're going to do as they figure out this doesn't work? Because it's in the WikiLeaks. They say we're going to use race war, culture war to control the people, but it's not working. It only works on a small group of morons.
Carry on. I can't talk.
I know how that is sometimes when you're on air and drink some water, it goes down the wrong way. Paul was set to host a little bit more into the next hour with us, but we'll see if his voice comes back. I know he has a lot he wanted to get into today. I haven't gotten to the big thing I said I'd get to. And we have to play it when we come back. And then we've got a First Amendment lawyer in here in studio with us. Look forward to him being with us. We'll cover the waterfront. To these just hundreds. This has been on NPR. It's been on, and I'm told CNN aired this. It's been everywhere that we were afraid of this woman and that I pulled the video. No. They posted 30, 40, 50, I don't remember, more videos than I said on the main YouTube channel one day. And I said, listen, delete those, put them on the sub channel. And then when they saw that I deleted that day, I was like 20, 30 videos, I forget. Hadn't even looked at them. I just said, you got to put them on the sub channels. They went, oh my God, he's scared. He's scared of this woman. She's so incredible. And I finally this morning thought, man, I've been hearing about this for 2 weeks. I better watch what the video is that we supposedly deleted. So I went to our channel and watched it, one of the sub-channels. And it's like this woman is dumber than a box of rocks.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to get to the library, to get to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documents,